With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate Republicans have a plan to tackle expiring Obamacare subsidies to counter Senate Democrats, but both likely to fail in a vote later this week. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune announced Tuesday that Republicans had coalesced around a proposal from Senators Bill Cassidy of Florida, who chairs the Senate Health Panel, and Mike Crapo of Idaho, who chairs the Senate Finance Committee, to counter Democrats' legislation. The Senate is set to vote on the dueling proposals on Thursday. Thune said Cassidy and Crapo's plan was given a thumbs up by the majority of Republicans during the conference's closed-door meeting Tuesday afternoon. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump says in the 2024 election, voters saved a country in distress. Addressing a large crowd in Pennsylvania, he touted his economic accomplishments.
In the most important election victory possibly in the history of our country is going down. We're a country that is being scoffed at, laughed at all over the world. We won all seven. Thank you, Charlie.
Thailand and Cambodia resuming fighting over the disputed territory, and officials say it's getting worse by the hour.
I've just been looking at newspapers from both countries, their websites, and all of them describe quite intense fighting along the 800-kilometre border between the two nations. Tanks being used by Thailand, warplanes. Thailand says Cambodia is using rocket launchers, mortar fire, and machine guns to fire across their side of the border. Tens of thousands of civilians are fleeing this border area, as they did in July when this conflict flared up for the first time. They're fleeing on motorbikes, tractors, basically any vehicle that they can get.
BBC correspondent Mickey Bristow. This is SRN News. A Missouri lawmaker takes on transgenderism.
Republican State Senator Joe Nicola has introduced a bill that would bar teachers and other public school officials from helping children live as the opposite sex. The legislation states that school employees are forbidden, quote, from encouraging minor students in their social transition, defined as engaging in certain activities with the goal of helping a student become perceived as a member of the opposite biological sex. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christianity continues to wane in the United Kingdom. In 2020, the Christian share of UK's population was less than half, while the share of the religiously unaffiliated increased to 40%. Now there are reports of people turning to ancient British history, folklore, and the nature as sources of spiritual nourishment. Stone circles such as Stonehenge are becoming pilgrimage sites again. SRN News. Up and down day Tuesday on Wall Street, stocks treading water in anticipation of some key interest rates coming up later Wednesday. We have more on the story now from Seth Soutell on Wall Street.
Stocks mostly held in place on Wall Street as investors wait to hear what the Federal Reserve will say about interest rates. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 179 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.1%. J.P. Morgan Chase fell 4.7%. The bank said its expenses could rise up to 9% next year. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market following an update on U.S. job openings. Traders are widely assuming the Fed will cut interest rates again on Wednesday. The bigger question is what the Fed will say about where rates might go next year. Seth Soutell, New York.
More details at srnnews.com.